Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 13th. Hinsdale County Sheriff Justin Casey unexpectedly resigned this week. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano reports from Lake City.
In March of this year, Hinsdale County Sheriff Justin Casey and his two daughters survived an avalanche that destroyed their home outside of Lake City. Casey wasn't buried by the avalanche, so he was able to radio for help. He found one of his daughters before EMTs arrived. Then about an hour later, rescue workers located the other daughter. The Casey family came away with only minor injuries. The event made national news. Colorado also saw a record number of avalanches during this time. Sheriff Casey says in a statement that the events of this year have brought him to a place where he feels he can no longer serve the community at the level needed. On Wednesday, he resigned at the Hinsdale County Board of Commissioners meeting. In his letter to the board, Casey cites personal challenges as the reason for his resignation. Casey says, quote, "The avalanche that my daughters and I survived has taken its toll in many different ways. I've come to recognize that it is important for me to have some time and space to be able to evaluate and readjust to these challenges," end quote. He says he plans to leave Lake City and move to a place with less snow. Christine Borchers is the Hinsdale County District 2 Commissioner.
Our hearts go out to Sheriff Casey and how hard this decision was for him to make personally.
Borchers says the commissioners are saddened by the announcement, but support Sheriff Casey's decision.
We wish Sheriff Casey all the best in whatever future endeavors he takes on, and I am personally grateful to have gotten the chance to work with him.
Casey started working for the Hinsdale County Sheriff's Office as a deputy in 2007. He became undersheriff in 2010. He was then elected to sheriff and took office at the start of this year. Casey's resignation is effective January 15th. The County Board of Commissioners plans to appoint an interim sheriff in the coming weeks. For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City.
About 40 people gathered at the Orchard City Town Hall Thursday night to announce the arrival of One Delta County. The initiative is months in the making as representatives of Delta County, city, and private businesses from the municipalities around the area have been working together to determine how best to develop the economy in the state's fourth poorest county. KVNF News was in Orchard City and spoke with LaDonna Gunn, Assistant Director of Delta County Libraries, and a member of the Delta County Economic Development Board of Directors. First off, we asked her to describe what One Delta County is.
One Delta County is an idea that has been formulating in order to bring the entire Delta County public-private sectors together and moving together for economic development, to expand and to focus on true economic development in the county. It's a private-public partnership, and we need to include all of Delta County, not just certain sections of it.
Basically, what we're talking about here is a new entity that will replace Delta County Economic Development, or DSED. The new One Delta County effort will unite public and private entities behind the banner of real economic development in the county. Here's LaDonna Gunn.
So for over a year, we have had a task force working on how to transition into this new organization, which is One Delta County that I just described. Our next steps are to bring individuals that represent the public sector as well as the private sector, bring them together and implement the transition from the DSED organization into One Delta County. One Delta County becomes the new economic organization in the county and focuses again on that countywide vision of economic development.
The 40 or so people at Orchard City on Thursday night represented mostly small businesses and economic stakeholders in the county. One Delta County is looking for such investors to form a transition team that will help guide and oversee the establishment of One Delta County over the next 2 to 3 months. Organizers hope to have the transition board fully operational by March 1st of next year, and hope to have One Delta County standing on its own as an organization by April 1st, 2020.
That is the deadline that we are shooting for, because we have a number of partners on the public side, municipalities and the county, that are putting in public money, and they need to be responsible to their constituents on the use of the public money. And so we need to move quickly so that we can get to the part of the true economic development. So we want to get this organization established and structured so that we can start doing the job of economic development. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we need to do.
There will be another meeting of stakeholders in January to facilitate bringing together the transition team. Stay tuned to KVNF News for further developments in this story. And this is a press release from the City of Delta Police Department. On December 11th, approximately at 3 p.m., an officer of the Delta Police Department was contacted by the Colorado Department of Public Safety Watch Center in regards to a threatening statement posted on Instagram. The alleged writer of the post was contacted by law enforcement a short time later. The immediate threat was avoided. The reported Instagram post indicated the writer was, quote, going to shoot up the school and just have to find the right school, end quote. The alleged writer of the post was located and detained pending an investigation. A search of the suspect's residence for items which could be used as a weapon was conducted. No threatening items were located. This case remains under further investigation. The Delta Police Department takes any threat of violence within our community very seriously and will make every effort to complete a thorough and reasonable investigation into these matters. We do believe this is an isolated incident, and there is no further cause for alarm within the community. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, December 13th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.